From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Not everyone agrees with the U.S. president's environmental decisions. President Donald Trump is reversing the Obama administration's policies on greenhouse gases. An executive order signed Tuesday takes aim at power plant emission rules and other policies the Trump administration says undermined economic growth. Environmental groups disagree, saying the president is ignoring the serious threat of climate change and they're planning to push back. VOA's Steve Barragona reports the president's stance on the environment extends to his budget proposal.
In his budget proposal, Trump targets climate change programs across the federal government, says White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
Regarding the question as to climate change, I think the president was fairly straightforward. We're not spending money on that anymore. We consider that to be a waste of your money.
The Trump administration is at odds with the scientific consensus that human-made greenhouse gases are dangerously warming the planet, and the federal government has a legal obligation to curb them. Environmental groups are expecting to challenge them in court. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
China says it is committed to honoring the pledges under the Paris Climate Change Agreement. A day after President Trump signed that sweeping executive order, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said combating climate change is a challenge for the entire world and that China will maintain its approach even if other governments change their policies. Britain's process of leaving the European Union is officially underway after British Prime Minister Theresa May triggered Article 50, kicking off 2 years of negotiations of what promises to be a lengthy and complex process of ending 4 decades engagement. Speaking before the British Parliament, May called it an historic moment. This is VOA News. Police in Washington said a woman who appeared to be erratic and aggressive rammed her car into a police cruiser near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday morning before being arrested. Capitol Police spokeswoman Eva Malecki was quick to avert any terror allegations, saying the event showed no nexus of terrorism. Malecki said police attempted to stop the vehicle when the driver pulled a U-turn and attempted to flee.
An erratic and aggressive driver in the vicinity of 100 Independence Avenue Southwest. While attempting to stop the vehicle on Independence Avenue, the driver negotiated a U-turn and fled the scene, nearly striking officers and struck at least one other vehicle. A brief pursuit followed until the vehicle was stopped at Washington and Independence Avenues Southwest. During the attempt to arrest the suspect, shots were fired. However, no individuals were injured during the arrest.
Lawmakers were told to stay away from the area, though the Senate and the House of Representatives went ahead with planned sessions just minutes after that incident took place. Syrian opposition representatives attending the intra-Syrian peace talks report the issue of a transitional government leading to a political settlement to end their country's 6-year-long war has been broached for the first time. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the site of the talks in Geneva.
Head of the High Negotiating Committee, Nasser al-Hariri, says his delegation has engaged in serious discussions regarding constitutional changes and an 18-month transitional process leading to UN-supervised elections for a new government. He speaks through an interpreter.
Of course, one session will not be enough to discuss this topic. We hope that the coming meetings we will have further discussions in depth about this topic. And we're hopeful that these discussions will not be wasted. On the contrary, we want to build on them in a way that feeds into the political process to reach a political solution.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A probe into an explosion on March 17th in the Iraqi city of Mosul, believed to have killed scores of civilians, has moved from an assessment to a more formal investigation. That from the head of the U.S. Central Command, Army General Joseph Votel. He told a congressional committee that information. Tuesday, the senior U.S. commander in Iraq acknowledged that the U.S.-led coalition probably had a role in the explosion, but said Islamic State could also be to blame. A simple video game from the 1980s could help those who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Swedish researchers say Tetris, a simple game of stacking shaped blocks, can prevent the intrusive memories that develop.
That's the latest world news from VOA.